Good morning. 6:19 a.m. August 25th, 2012. Yes, 6:19. I came out at 6 o'clock. It's cold. It's cold. It's not that cold, really. It's like 60 degrees. But there's a wicked wind blowing, and it's a sharp wind this morning. So, yeah. With any luck, the wind filter will work. With any luck, I've got the position, the microphone repositioned in the foam in a way that it won't click. 19 minutes, 22 seconds of the first mile. I'm just barely dragging my butt along here. Holy cow. Okay, let's see if I can pick up the pace here for the second mile. So, yeah, yesterday was one thing after another, and the next thing I knew, it was like, the big problem was the lawn, and by letting the lawn get so long, I really was in a position where I couldn't really justify going for a walk, because I really needed to deal with the lawn. Now, I could have gone for the walk afterwards, I suppose, but quite honestly, after 45 minutes of chasing the lawnmower around through thick, wet grass, the last thing I wanted to do was take a walk. And then, of course, we had the normal amounts of familial interference with the day. So, yeah, I wrote it off fairly early. Did the lawn. I still have a backyard to do. I should do that this morning, but perhaps after I get elder daughter off to band. I woke her up this morning at 6, just before I headed out the door, so I hope she's still up when I get back. We have to leave around 7:30. They need to be on the band field by 7:45. So I had a day off. End of August. It's been a lot of days since I missed one, so on the one hand, that made it easier for me to say, you know what, 2.5 months, I haven't missed a day, I'm taking a day off. It did not help with, you've gone so many days without a break, you can do it one more day. No, it didn't work. And look at that, yellow trees, two of them in a row. Third one coming, right behind it, right behind them, looking yellowish at the tips. Ball's coming. Oh, there's another one. No. Trick of the light. Those maples have definitely changed. I wonder if they had changed before and I just hadn't noticed, because it's early in the walk, and usually at this point in the walk, I'm not looking around much. I'm staring at my feet, trying to think, what am I going to talk about? I have no idea. Now, there is another one over there. Wow. One day. What a difference a day makes. So, kids are back at school. Younger daughter has already auditioned for and won a role in an underclassman production. The senior play is promising to be excellent. Lovely, lovely, lovely. I am down, protected from the wind, at least for the moment. I have a suspicion once I get down onto the eastern reach that I'll have the wind either blowing in my face or at my back. Well, I could be wrong. So, yeah, today's mission is to finish chunking up the last of the long chapters. I still haven't done that. I also have audio work that still, I still have plenty to edit in audio. And it's just a question of getting my headphones on and my brain tuned in. It's coming near the end of the month. I have to figure out what I'm going to do for next month. And I have to figure out a way to do planning and execution. So I have some idea of what it is I'm supposed to do and whether or not I actually did what I planned. Because right now what I'm doing is marking down what I think I might do in a long line. And then, of course, I can't do that. And it doesn't really show up very well. And I'm a few days behind on marking up my calendar, too. So that's not helping. And a week from today, Ryden is supposed to release Captain's Chair, but I don't believe it's going to happen. Could happen. Stranger things have happened. She could accept my draft as final and produce it. That would be amusing. Oh, I'm supposed to be picking up the pace. I'm sort of sauntering along, looking at the trees, listening to the wind. The big honeysuckle here that's lost most of its leaves now. Most of its flowers. Honeysuckle? Wisteria. I think it's a wisteria. Big orange flowers. Slogging through lead here this morning. Trying to get my feet going. I listened to an escape pod story today on my walk. First hour. Well, it's been a while since I've listened to an escape pod story. I try to listen to it once in a while. And then the second story that started was the one that I read for them, which gives you an idea of how far behind I am, because that came out like last month sometime. Actually, no, it was early in the month because Murr was talking about going to Worldcon. And I should really be going to Worldcon, but I really need to be getting my books out on a more predictable, reliable basis than I am before I deal with Worldcon. Eastern Reach. A little bit of wind in my face. Mostly it's coming across out of the north. And the clouds yesterday were not, of course, from the big storm. Whatever it is, it's coming in the Pacific, into the Caribbean. Although the rumor is that we might see some rain out of that storm if it pushes far enough inland. there's a series of iron posts with reflectors on them on this walkway that cuts across it to keep cars from using the sidewalk to cut through the, because it used to be a road. It used to sidewalk, this very nice double wide concrete poured walk. It used to be a dirt track, and cars used to use this track to go from one side of this development to cross to the other. And once they finished putting in some of the houses, that became somewhat of a problem. So they put in concrete walks, figuring, well, people won't ride on the walks, but of course, it just made it easier for them to drive down, because it just went right up over the curb and off they go. So they put in these big concrete barriers to block traffic, and they left a little gap that's as wide as the sidewalk, which is still apparently wide enough for a car. So what they did was they put one of these heavy steel signpost stakes right in the middle of the sidewalk with a reflector on it. Every day I go by it, I reach out and touch it, and every day I do, I think of Monk. And I really miss Monk. Monk was a good show. And it was funny because I never really actually saw the end of it, or I kind of lost the beam somewhere around season 3. And I never really saw how it ended. I did see one episode, I think it might have been the final one. But I don't remember. I don't know if it was or not. But Tony Shalhoub is one of those actors who really doesn't get enough credit, I don't think. Him and Armin Shimerman, the guy who played Quark. Armin Shimerman is a hell of an actor. And I didn't realize that he had been on Buffy. My wife's going on a Buffy binge. She'd never seen Buffy before. Stumbled on the first episode on Netflix, and she's been binging on Buffy the Vampire Slayer ever since. And she's highly amused by the, what is it, Mutant Aliens production? The little cutout zombie. Arr, at the end. And I said, well, you know, that's Joss Whedon's production company. And she said, who? It's like, I felt like such a fail. It's like, Joss Whedon. You know, Joss Whedon. Who's Joss Whedon? And it's like, ah, how is it possible? Now, she knew Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog, because that was just because that was Doogie Howser. She liked that one because that was Doogie Howser. She didn't really get the Nathan Fillion connection, but she liked Doogie Howser. Felicia Day, she thought was good, but she couldn't remember if she'd ever seen her in anything before. And I said, The Guild. Yeah, remember? Do you want to date my avatar? The video that came out quite a while ago. She said, oh yeah. I said, well, that's Felicia Day. Oh! Yeah, okay. She was a little... Couldn't quite get it. You know, the Angel has a spin-off, because they were wondering what Angel's deal was. And, I'm looking at him like, maybe what his deal is. Well, he seems kind of creepy. Yeah. I mean, this is basically where Twilight came from. You can't really argue that the 600-year-old vampire hanging around high school girls doesn't have any prior art. So, yeah. That was kind of interesting. She thought it was Vampire Diaries. I allowed this out. No, not really. But she's getting on the beam. She's getting there. Good morning. Good morning, dog. The old collie. And now we have wind. And now I've worked up a little bit of body heat, so it's not too bad. It was a really interesting, thick shield of clouds where the sun is just peeking above the top edge like a new sunrise on a false horizon. It's really quite striking. I wonder if I can take a picture that'll mean anything. See, voice recorder is still running, camera is up, camera is, got it. What does it look like? Didn't really do anything. I didn't think it would. It's just, probably could have zoomed in some, but. Doesn't really show. Oh well. Such is life. When we go back to recording, 17 minutes, 46 seconds since I turned the recorder on. That second mile must have picked up the pace a little bit, even with slowing down to take the picture. So that's a good sign. I hope I don't have any more clicks. That was ridiculous. I couldn't believe it. I turned it on, put it up, and I hear the swish swish of the thing against my shirt. It's like, oh, come on. There has to be a better way. There probably is. I probably need to do something like get one of those, was it electric squid or I make the portable microphones. Okay, across the street. Up onto my nicely newly mowed lawn. Doesn't look so bad shorn. Although there's a lot of dead grass on it now. And up to the back gate, wherein I say, tomorrow's another day, and unlike yesterday, I'll talk to you then. Miles and 37 minutes, 33 seconds. Lap time, 18:21. I did it.